Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 62nd episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Now, before we get started, I do want to say a few things. If you're listening to the podcast, go to Facebook, join our Facebook group, become a member. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you, hear what you're thinking, what your thoughts are on everything. Let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. Original air date for this episode is September 14, 1993. It is Shadow of the Bat Part 2, continuing the story from last week. The title card is still a silhouette of Batgirl, same one as last episode, but it still looks pretty cool. We get a recap of the last episode, which was Babs becoming Batgirl, finding out the new character Gil is a bad guy, and Batman disguised as Matches Malone getting apprehended by Two-Face. We start off at Wayne Manor as Robin and Alfred are in the Batcave. Robin is going to investigate Gil and leaves in the Batcycle. Robin arrives to a building across from the place where Gil lives. And as Robin spies on Gil, he notices Batgirl sneaking around. Robin sneaks up behind her. She kicks at him, but Robin dodges. Then he sweeps the leg.
Sweep the leg.
Robin knocks Batgirl on her back and then climbs on top of her and pins her arms to the ground.
Kids, there's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good.
Robin and Batgirl bicker back and forth until they hear a phone ring. Robin then pulls out a gun and shoots Gil in the back. Okay, that was a quick episode, so I guess Gordon goes free now. Oh, wait. He shot a hearing device so he can eavesdrop on the phone call. The phone call to Gil is from Two-Face, and Gil gets an address to an abandoned subway station. Oh, I guess it's the abandoned subway station wing of Ace Chemicals. Batgirl uses binoculars to see the address Gil wrote down for no reason other than Batgirl might be spying on him. Seriously, it's written in enormous letters, like if a 5-year-old wrote it, and then he leaves the note on the table! Robin leaves and tells Batgirl to stay. She finally figures out how stupid Robin is and says this.
Okay.
Okay?
If you won't let me help you, what else can I do?
Good. You've got some sense after all.
Nice guy, but a few bats short of a belfry.
Robin falls for this for some reason, and he leaves Batgirl behind. Batgirl uses a grappling gun to shoot off the building and land on top of a bus. But she didn't have a grapple gun with her, like Batman and Robin. She had those, like, giant hooks that look like a cartoon hook, which is what this is, a cartoon. We get a pretty damn cool scene here, though. There's a random thug hanging out at the abandoned subway station entrance, and then a bus passes by. But when it's gone, we see this awesome figure of Batgirl hitting in the shadows, and she looks like Batman. They even play, like, a Batman music stinger. It's pretty cool. The thug is scared by this, but then gets his neck broken by Robin. And that's what I assumed happened, since Robin just drags the guy into the dark by his head. Batgirl goes inside the station and sees the thug tied up, so I guess Robin didn't kill him. What happened? He was shooting people in the back a while ago. Batgirl goes further inside and finds Two-Face, Gil, and his men with Matches Malone. Dude, what the hell, Two-Face? You could have just shot him! Seriously, I mean, Gil has a perfect point here.
Okay, you're done.
So that's it? You bring me all the way to South Gotham to ID some two-bit hood?
Don't get wise with me, Mason. Remember who got you set up as Gordon's assistant.
Right, Harvey, right. Huh?
Don't call me that. It's Two-Face to you, pretty boy.
Okay, okay, Two-Face, take it easy. You're the man.
Don't you forget it. Since our little stunt at the rally, I got this city thinking you're the best thing since the Batman. Once Gordon's out of the picture, you'll be a shoo-in to take his place. In fact, they could be calling you Commissioner by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I'm stepping up the timetable. Too many people nosing around. This guy, That Batgirl Chippy. I'm not taking any chances.
So Two-Face decides to just say his whole plan out loud. Matches Malone sees Robin and nods at him to take out the thugs. Also, I love that Two-Face calls Batgirl that Batgirl Chippy. It's just funny to me. Robin is about to throw a smoke bomb, but Batgirl gets tripped by the tied-up thug and falls on top of Robin.
That's no good.
Robin, with Batgirl now on top of him, his smoke bomb goes off prematurely. And Two-Face hears all the noise. The smoke makes everyone cough, and Matches beats up two thugs with machine guns and yells, "Robin, look out!" as he dives into the subway track. Two-Face thugs shoot machine guns at Robin and Batgirl, and somehow, to get away from the gunfire, Robin and Batgirl run through the bullets! They survive, though, and hide behind the wall. I know it was just an animation error, but still, they literally just ran through this gunfire. Then, Two-Face figures this out.
If he's Robin, that makes you...
Yes, Two-Face, that means if he's Robin, this must be Robin's dad. Matches Malone. Gil tells Two-Face that they have to leave, and one of the thugs throws two grenades to destroy the exit. We then get the first interaction with the Bat family.
Just whose side are you on?
You're right. If I hadn't let him take me by surprise.
Robin! I see you brought a date.
Me? I thought she was with you. She's got your taste in clothes. Speaking of which...
Batman then starts undressing in front of Batgirl.
That's no good.
Batgirl turns around and blushes. Dude, she's like 16 or something. I really like Batman, but... There's a line that needs to be drawn there, dude. Gil is now scared because Batman and Robin know the plan because Two-Face just decided to blab about it. Two-Face detonates a bomb to destroy a river wall and flood the subways. Batman tells Batgirl to stay away from them.
I don't know who you are or why you're doing this, but let's get one thing straight. It takes more than a costume and an attitude to do this work.
Look, I've got a reason for being here, so...
You've already fouled up once. Stay out of our way so it doesn't happen again.
Batman and Robin investigate the tunnels, but they get swept away by a wave of water. Batman makes it out, but Robin doesn't. Batgirl uses a rope to help Robin out of the water while Batman does nothing. So he was just willing to let Robin drown? I mean, I can't blame him. But still, there's a witness, Batman, unless you plan to kill her too. Since Batgirl saved Robin, all is okay with her following them around now. Batman uses an explosive to blow a hole in the ceiling and make a way out. Robin then uses his grapple gun to make their way out. They let Batgirl go first, and Robin even gives her some batarangs before she leaves. Batgirl makes it to the top, but Batman and Robin are swept away by more water before they can get out. We're at the jail with Commissioner Gordon and Bullock. A bomb explodes and Gordon is taken away from his cell by Two-Face's thugs. And then they say out loud,
"Come on, Commissioner, Rupert Thorne doesn't desert his friends!"
And Bullock falls for this for some reason. Oh, that's right, the city's top cops. Like last episode. Back in the subway... And Batman and Robin get inside a trolley to stay safe. Back at the jail, and Summer Gleason is asking if Gordon is still innocent. And Bullock says, "I don't know." Because he's Barney from The Simpsons now. A cop inside is getting a phone call, but he can't hear the person. He tells her that if she wants the story on Gordon's breakout, she will have to get to the station. And it's Batgirl calling. She figures out that Two-Face has Gordon now. Back in the subway, and Batman releases the brakes on the trolley. The trolley starts moving, which I don't think would happen since it's almost submerged underwater. The trolley crashes through a wall into a river, and Batman and Robin escape. Batman says they have to get to the shipping docks to rescue Gordon, and he starts running. And Robin's like, "I hope we make it on time." Dude, did you guys forget you have a plane that is like remote controlled with your belt? You have an airplane! We see the docks, and it's a warehouse called the Silver Dollar, which has a giant coin display. Gil, Two-Face, and some thugs are there with Gordon. So, they're just talking. Just shoot Gordon already! Gil talks, and he says he's gonna take care of Barbara. So his great plan is to just shoot Gordon? So then Gil's gonna have to pretend that he just happened to be walking in the docks, and he ran into this crazed criminal and shot him? Gil is about to shoot Gordon, but Batgirl, throws a batarang and hits his hand, knocking the gun off. A smoke bomb is thrown, and we see that Batgirl has saved Commissioner Gordon. Gordon and Gordon, remember that's her last name too, are cornered by gunfire when Batman and Robin arrive to save them. Robin sneaks up on Batgirl, and for some reason she's all in love with Robin now. She makes like this dopey face, and okay, alright, this is pretty cute. I like that. I really like the relationship between Robin and Batgirl because it's two people of the same age. Batman beats the crap out of the thugs and Two-Face pretty easily. Well, actually, Two-Face continues to show that he's the strongest villain ever by outpowering Batman and almost tossing him over the dock. Seriously, they have like a test of strength and Two-Face easily wins. And he's like 7 feet tall. I mean, Bane has nothing on this dude. Two-Face runs away and Batgirl sees Gil running away to a speedboat. She chases after him and gets on the boat. Two-Face runs, and Batman knocks the giant coin off the building, causing Two-Face to fly up in the air, and then the coin lands on top of him, Wile E. Coyote style. Okay, so remember when we had the episode Almost Got Him, and everybody was talking about their Batman stories of how they almost killed him? Two-Face's story was that he had Batman tied up to a coin, and he was gonna flip it. So Batman would either land face down and be killed by the coin, or land face up and have all his bones crushed. This coin is just as big as the one that Batman was tied up to, and it fell on top of Two-Face, so I guess he must be dead, because we don't see him again for the rest of the episode. The guys realize that Batgirl is on her own against Gil, and we cut to the boat, and Gil and Batgirl are in a fight. Gil unmasks Babs, and she kicks him in the face, knocking him out. The boat races towards Gotham's Statue of Liberty standing, and Batgirl jumps off the boat, taking Gil with her and saving him as the boat crashes and explodes. We cut to Gordon being interviewed by Summer Gleason, and she mentions that Gil is in a coma, which we can all assume he never wakes from because we never hear from him ever again. I mean, he knows who Batgirl is, so you figured he would have tried to expose her if he woke up. But he doesn't, so he never does. Bruce and Dick are there with Gordon for some reason. I mean, Babs is his daughter, so it makes sense she's there, but anyway, we get the closing line.
And what of the mysterious Batgirl? Who is she, and where has she vanished to? Any thoughts?
As far as I'm concerned, she's as welcome in Gotham City as the Batman.
How do you think Batman will feel about that?
I suppose there's always room for one more, and I have a feeling we'll be seeing her again.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
The end. Alright, we got some after show notes here. And there actually really are no notes on this story as a whole. I tried looking up things, but I didn't really find anything. I'll give you some quick and interesting history on Batgirl, though. The very first Batgirl, and that's Bat-Girl, not Batgirl in one word as we have now, was introduced in 1961 when, thanks to the book written by some idiot whose name I'm not even going to say, there was a shadow of homosexuality cast on Batman and Robin. So the character of Kathy Kane was created, and she was named Batwoman. We later met her niece, Betty Kane, and she was originally Batgirl. So they were basically the girlfriends of Batman and Robin, and then they later got a dog named Ace the Bat-Hound, and a magical elf called Batmite. All is 100% true. You can look that up yourselves. The Batgirl we all know and love was actually created for the 1966 Batman television series. Barbara Gordon, the young daughter of Commissioner Gordon, made her first appearance beginning in the first episode of the third season of the series. So I guess that must have been 1968. She was created to draw in female viewers and was portrayed magnificently by Yvonne Craig. Rest in peace. Her first comics appearance was in Detective Comics 359 in January 1967. And her origin is pretty silly compared to what we just saw. Barbara Gordon was heading to a costume party dressed as a female Batman, and she thwarted a kidnapping. Later on in the story, The Killing Joke, which is the most famous story with her, sadly, Joker shoots her in the spine, leaving her in a wheelchair. Yay, girl power. And she turned into the character Oracle, which, you know, it's a girl in a wheelchair, and she's like all tech savvy and 90s, and it is what it is. She was a pretty okay character. Also, in that story, we get what many consider to be the Joker's origin. And also, in the movie of that story, Barbara Gordon becomes Batgirl for the sole reason of having sex with Batman. Which she does, on a roof. Now, let's never mention that again. For Christ's sake, Batman, she was like 15 years younger than you. She's barely legal when you did that. What the hell would they do that? That adds nothing to the story. It makes Batgirl look like an idiot. That's all it does. There's been many iterations of the character, usually sticking to the Barbara Gordon identity. And I do like her a lot. She never really feels annoying because she can hold her own most of the time. And I like her relationship with Robin, who's the same age as her.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, everybody, the Batcave Archives is the point of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed this far. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, go to Facebook, join our group, look for I'm Batman the Podcast, where you will see the complete listing of the rankings listed, posted on there. Last episode, part one of this, we ranked it pretty low. I believe it was ranked at number... on Friday. We're doing this live. We'll do it in post. We're doing this live. We cast it at number 50 of 61. This is 62. So where would we rank this one? This episode, I believe it's a lot better than the first one. Once again, the problem of ranking these two-parters as separate episodes is that one of them can never stand on its own because it's a two-parter. That was the problem with the last episode. We had a lot of setup, but no payoff. This is all the payoff. The very exciting episode. I really, really like the chemistry between Batgirl and Robin. I actually like Batman's interaction with Batgirl here. I mean, he chides her, but then he does treat her with respect afterwards when he sees that she can hold her own. So it's it does feel like a father accepting someone into the family. So I really like that they're establishing this Bat family. Which it will become a bigger point in the later seasons. Right now, it's kind of sticking to just Batman. They're introducing Robin a lot more now, but it's still sticking to Batman and sometimes Robin. Later on, we will get the Bat family, and I really do like this. I think Batgirl she's a great character, and it's a great addition to this. This episode is. As I said, it's pretty action-packed. That number, let's go 10 before the other one. So number 40, we have the episode Zatanna, which is the episode with the girl who does magic. It's a cool episode. Right below it, we have Birds of a Feather. Once again, I said this is probably the best Penguin episode where he tries to fit in with high society, but they're just using him as a joke. And at number 42, we have the Clock King. God, why did I rank this one so high? That's such a dumb episode. This is a lot better than the Clock King. I mentioned it, like, it sounds like week after week now, the Clock King, I think, is a total moron. I hate that character. It's stupid. It's an old man that can tell time. Mike Tyson throws a punch at 1.2 millimeter seconds. That doesn't mean you can dodge it. Anyways, yeah, this episode is a lot better than the Clock King. Is it better than Birds of a Feather? In terms of action, yes. In terms of story, no. But let's make this easy. We'll rank it our new number 42, Shadow of the Bat, Part 2. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous. And remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Babs.